What's cooler than cool?
Cardigans!
I'm your host, Howard Malk.
And I'm your other host, Joshua Mutterpearl. And this, as I said, is Cardigans.
The show about life.
By two guys who like living.
Now you may ask yourself,
how are we going with this?
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Letting the water hold you down. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Cardigans.
The show about life by two guys who like living.
I'm your host, Howard Malk.
And I'm the other host, Joshua Mutterpearl.
Now you may find yourself...
You can't do it again. I was going to get that funny.
Hello, and my name is Howard Malk, and this is Cardigans. Now you may find yourself... It's funny the third time.
Yeah? I didn't even get to introduce myself this time. Really jumped the gun.
So you may...
Find yourself wondering... Another cardigan so soon? Well, it's summertime. We're just banging them out.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 even, and maybe 6.
7 more?
8 and 9 at the door.
Pick up sticks. 7 more seasons of cardigans, baby. Heyo. 7 whole brand new spanking seasons.
You hear...
Not often. I lost my hearing in between last week and this. Don't touch my light. Howard's touching my light.
We have like 5. We're the most lighted studio in the world. We're actually in the Dyson lamp factory today.
Yeah, it's because it's always lit at Cardigans. Heyo.
Did you know Dyson makes lamps?
What?
They're very expensive. The vacuum company Dyson. It's like $500 for a lamp, and they're not very good lamps. I mean, they're very adjustable. I do give them that. They're very utilitarian, but they're kind of ugly in my personal opinion. But you know, to all their own. James Dyson, I'm sure he likes them.
I was trying to think of I could turn that, and like, I was going to name a lamp company and be like, you know that they make vacuums, but I don't know any like lamp companies that like specialize in like just lamp. You know, because a lot of light bulbs and stuff are like GE, but like, you know, they sell... Do you think they have GE vacuums? I don't know. For I don't work for GE, nor do I take an above average interest in their products.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they make dishwashers.
Really? And light bulbs, I think.
Yeah, they make light bulbs.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, they have a vacuum.
Howard makes his own light bulbs.
I don't think they make vacuums anymore. I mean, I do make my own light bulbs, yeah. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, probably. I make my own soap, like, Fight Club. I'm Tyler Durden. Wait, have you seen Fight Club?
I've seen Spike Club. I've never seen Fight Club, though. Well, and then Spike Club's different, though.
Yeah, Spike Club.
That's the one where... What do you mean, spoiler alert? I didn't say anything about anything. I just said Spike Club.
I said Fight Club.
Yeah, I know, but you said spoiler alert.
Yeah, because I said... Never mind, because now I'm not going to go back and address it, because then you'd be like, oh, that's the spoiler.
That they make soap?
No!
Is what, is it made out of people?
Surprise! You ruined the whole movie.
Oh, is it that for they? Yourself. Is it that it's like they're fighting? But
do you want me to spoil it for you right now?
No, I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna guess, and you're gonna tell.
That's gonna be this whole episode of Cardigans, by the way, guys.
This is me guessing the plot to Fight Club. So it's about a bunch of guys, and they pretend to make soap, but really they fight.
I don't know. No, they really do make soap.
They say we don't talk about Fight Club. What is this? It made out of, like, the congealed blood of, like, the people who...
No, they actually make soap.
I keep, like, mixing up Fight Club with, like, one of those post-apocalyptic Soylent Green movies.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I can see how you can mix
it. Are they similar?
I mean, they have, like, a similar, like, aesthetic.
What, is it set in the future?
No, but it's set in, like, an everything sucks world.
I don't really see that. It's not the same thing as a Soylent Green. Because it doesn't suck for the elites. The elites have it pretty good. They eat real food.
Who's Soylent Green?
The people. Spoiler alert, but it's on like the movie poster. The plot of Soylent Green has nothing to do with Soylent Green. I mean, it does a little bit, but it's about not really.
It's about Nazis. No, it's about not really.
Yeah, it's about not really. It's about a murder mystery extravaganza.
Called Not Really?
Yeah.
Someone put a birthday hat on top of the box containing a Funko Pop. For some reason, they have Funko Pop dolls here at the...
The Dyson factory.
Yeah, that's where we are. I forgot.
We're in the lamp factory. We're not at the Dyson factory. We're at the lamp factory, but they have Dyson lamps here.
That's crazy.
And Funko Pops, apparently.
Do they make different company...
It's like a lamp warehouse.
Oh, it's a lamp warehouse. That makes, yeah.
Like, they sell lamps. They're a lamp distributor.
Know. Howard kidnapped me and brought me here.
As usual, I do most of the planning on parking.
Yeah. That's what happens nowadays. Howard just, like, drags me around.
I'm like, all right, Josh, we're ready for the recording.
You can get out of the trunk. Oh, thank God, I haven't been out in a week.
All right, sit down. We're recording Guardians.
Nice.
I hope that didn't get picked up on the
Somebody's
microphone.
Somebody's got a message. Somebody's got a message. I wonder who it is.
I sent someone an audio file and it downloaded as a JPEG. Which, for those non-tech savvy, you know, guys, it's a picture. But I sent a sound file, so it downloaded as a picture.
A picture. Wow. That's kind of weird.
The problem with recording Cardigan so soon is that we really don't have... We're not very interesting people.
I'm not interesting at all. I'm good when there's like been like a month in between this happened. Like, I can compress a month's worth of stuff into 30 minutes, but...
Oh, I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I did too.
Yeah, wait, yeah. We saw Ant-Man and the Wasp at the same time. Yeah, but... Coincidentally, we had seats right next to each other.
Yeah, that was so weird. I was like, wow.
It was really... It's my favorite Ant-Man movie.
Really? I mean, I guess it's better than the original. I kind of like the original.
It's my favorite Ant-Man movie that also has the Wasp as a major player.
That's
I guess
true.
I should say.
Without a doubt.
It was a really small, self-contained story, and I like that a lot.
Dark Elm. A lot. My throat hurts. You ever, like, gargle something like... It's like that with an L.
I've gargled something. Have you seen that video? Here, I'm going to try to explain it for the audience. Of Nigel Thornberry from the Wild Thornberries, and he's going to go accept an Oscar.
Is it the poetry guy?
No. This is the guy with the big nose and the big red mustache.
Yeah.
He's a cartoon character. Look him up if you can't visualize him. He's very funny looking. And he's going to go win an Oscar.
Good for him.
And an Emmy or something. He's going to win an award. And so he goes and he tells his family, "The TV can make people look awful roly-poly, and you may not recognize me. I know! I'll do this with my hands!" And what he does with his hands is he interlocks his fingers and starts waving them up and down, going in a circle around his head, and making that noise with his mouth. And what's funny is that he goes up and he wins the award. And so they go and they let him up on the stage, and that's the first thing he does before he says his speech. He gets up there and he goes, maybe his throat hurt, I don't know, after that, you know?
Thanks.
It's something to consider.
Yeah. Howard has Captain America on his shoes. He has Captain America shoes. Hey-o.
I also have Thor shoes.
He also has Thor shoes.
And the Hulk shoes.
They're green for the Hulk.
And they got Iron Man too.
Where's Iron Man? He's on the
Iron Man as well. I mean, I don't have Iron Man 2 shoes.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. What's that guy's name? Mickey Rourke or something?
Hammer?
Is that his name?
The bad guy?
The bad guy. No, the actor's name.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, he plays the bad guy. The villain.
Obadiah Stone? Isn't that the bad guy? Is that from the first
one? That's the character. That's the name of the character in the first one. I'm talking about the name of the actor in the second, so you weren't really close.
Andrew Garfield. I mean, not Andrew Garfield. Tobey Maguire's...
The villain in the third one?
I meant to say Tom Holland. Is in Iron Man. Did you know that? Tom Holland's Spider-Man. I don't know if Tom Holland personally is, but Peter Parker is.
Oh, yeah, he's the little kid. Yeah,
he's the little kid who did the thing from the thing.
Which Iron Man is he in?
I think he's in the first one.
No, because he has an Iron Man mask.
He wouldn't have been in... Well, he could have been in the first one. Iron Man is still public. They didn't know he's Tony Stark.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, maybe, but...
I think he could have been at the end of the first one, or he could have been in the second one. Probably the second one.
Yeah. I think so. Could have been in Avengers, for all I know.
No, it wasn't Avengers. I know it wasn't Avengers.
It's almost like he was destined to be in the Iron Man movies.
Yeah. Oh, Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, Mickey Rourke. That's what I said. That's what
I said. Yeah, he played Ivan Vanko. He played the guy with the whips.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like...
No one did. It was Iron Man 2. It's one of the worst... Excluding, like, the Thor movies besides Thor 3.
Well, yeah.
And the Hulk movie. It's one of the worst.
I didn't really like... Iron Man 3 all that much either.
That's the only one I haven't seen in the entire
series. The ending is really stupid.
Well, I've heard... I can give it away because, you know...
Most people have heard it by now.
He blows up
after all
suits,
January
right?
15th, 2018.
Hey, speaking of which, have you guys seen that meme with, like, the... Somebody touched my Tide Pod.
Oh, the Tide Pod and the spaghetti. Oh,
yeah, I combined the two of them.
That's so funny.
The two most prevalent memes in the media in one meme.
We're so relevant. Topical.
What were we saying?
Mickey Rourke, Iron Man 3. You haven't seen it.
Yes, everyone's seen it. Everyone's seen it. Yeah, he blows up his suits in the end, right?
Well, yeah.
But then he has more suits in the next movie.
Yeah. No, the part that gets me is where he just decides he's like, yeah, I'm just going to get the chest thing out. He doesn't have the chest thing anymore after Iron Man 3.
Really? But he needs it, though. Doesn't he need to live?
Well, he...
apparently he didn't.
He has, like,
oh, doesn't he poison himself?
He has surgery to, like, so he doesn't need it anymore.
Why didn't you do that earlier?
I know! That's why I hate it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I thought the whole point of Iron Man 3 is that he, like, accidentally poisons himself trying to, like, and then he poisons Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't remember that movie all that much. Oh, The Extremis. I remember that's in there.
Yeah,
I don't remember the villain.
Did you know in the comics, The Extremis, what happened was Tony Stark got a brain tumor, and he took Extremis to cure himself, and it turned the brain tumor into an entirely separate person named Anthony instead of Tony.
Wow.
So now there's two Tony Starks. I think this is in the Ultimate Universe.
He goes by Anthony. Yeah. My friends call me Anthony Stark.
Yeah, so, and yeah, this is
when there were two Bruce Waynes in Gotham.
Yeah, but
just like it. I can't think of a single difference.
Yeah, in the comics, it was canon that there were two Tony Starks, and one of them was literally the brain tumor of the original.
Ouch. Imagine that.
Also, Mr. Fantastic was the bad guy.
Really? Did he make the Extremis?
No.
Was he affected by the Extremis?
No, but he's like not related to this at all. He just was the bad guy.
Oh, he was the bad guy. Did Anthony partner up with him and be like, "Hey, we should be bad guys together"?
Was Anthony
a good guy?
I think Anthony was a good guy.
He was just like, "Hey, I'm a person now." And then
I think Anthony became a whole other human being, or he just became a separate, like you know how like Jarvis is always in his mask to talk to him and give him advice. I think Anthony became like a separate identity in Tony Stark, but I can't remember. And so like look it up at home. It's pretty interesting.
Why'd you like lean next to me, you're like, you're gonna tell me a secret, and then you didn't say anything.
I didn't. I pointed at the microphone.
You leaned like real close. You were like, so, and that's why you couldn't see, but you probably can't see. You, the viewer, I'm talking to you. Hey, you, buddy, wake up. I was saying, I leaned over to Howard's ear like he did to me, and then I talked to you, the viewer.
Wouldn't it be funny if you recorded the entire thing just in the right microphone, like of a right headphone?
Yeah.
So anyone listening would only hear it in the right ear.
I like that. I always think it's cool when they do things in like different headphones, you know, different like ears, when they produce music like that. And it's all fun and games until you lose one of the earpieces. Like it doesn't work.
Like it anymore. Breaks. Yeah, and then you can only hear the background music.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, this is great."
I had that in a video game once. I could only hear the background. I couldn't hear any of the dialogue.
That's what closed captions are for, baby.
Yeah, but I'd rather hear the dialogue.
Yeah. It's better than nothing. But in music, you can't just read the closed captions on the music.
You can. I mean, it's just the lyrics.
Yeah, but it's
and then different. Sing it yourself.
Sing it yourself. Hear the music in the background. See, that clock is freaking out.
Is it
counting
up.
Seconds?
It was, but I set it up like to be counting way before it only said we have 45 seconds, but I turned it on before we started recording.
I think it's just counting seconds. I think it's going to count seconds.
Do you think it goes to a minute and starts over?
Maybe.
54.
55. 56. 57. 58.
59. 6. Yeah, that's it.
It's just counting up to a minute.
And then starts over.
You can watch the minutes pass. Letting the days go by.
Man, that's a good song. That's one of my favorite songs. You know, it was in the commercial for the movie that just came out recently with Matt Damon? Downsized?
Yeah.
Has that come out yet? I'm pretty sure it has.
I don't know. It's confusing to see what movies have and haven't come out, seeing that it is January 15th, 2018.
I'm pretty sure it came out around Christmas time. So it should be out in theaters right now. If I remember. Yeah, that's right. It came out like a few weeks ago, December 22nd.
Oh, maybe we'll go see it sometime.
I don't see that happening. It doesn't look very good. Besides,
I can't believe they unexpectedly released Ant-Man and the Wasp ridiculously ahead of schedule and we were able to see it.
Well, I have a friend in the business. You know the reason we saw it was because I got it to a screening.
Oh, that's right. That's why. That must have been why we had the seats next to each other.
Speaking of seats next to each other, it's about that time again.
Yeah, this makes perfect sense.
Now you can probably guess which song we're gonna do.
It's obvious.
We've been talking about it this whole time.
Here it is, baby.
All right, 3, 2, 1. All the other ones never made it this far. They all were dust when they saw what you are. Still I chase you down to the place you hide. Will I make it out? Make it out alive. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone, falling in love like you do. And if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. Oh dear, I pray, so I wait by the moon, knowing your stray silhouette hunts you too. Still I chase you down, couldn't keep away. Fever's coming now, I want the high again. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone, you're going in love like you do. And if you lie down with wolves, you learn to howl. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. Hey-ya! 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 You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. You got me drugged up, you got me undone, falling in love like you do. And if you lie
my down baby with don't wolves, mess around learn because to she howl. Loves me so, and this I know for sure.
You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya.
You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hecked up like you. You got me brainwashed, you got me so lost, you got me hey-ya like you.
Thank you.
That was good. Thank you.
I hope you liked it.
Yeah, I hope you did too. I probably hope you liked it more than Howard hopes you like it.
I hope you liked it a ton.
And I hope you like it a double ton, because I need approval. I need to be liked.
This episode of Cardigans may be a little shorter than the regular episode of Cardigans. As in like 29 minutes instead of 31 minutes.
Yeah, probably. We are on a bit of a tight schedule. Yeah. That 1 minute will save us a lot of hassle.
Have you ever seen that TV show with Brendan Fraser?
The Mummy?
Yeah. That's not a TV show, but that's what I meant.
I got what you meant. Are you being serious or not?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's so dumb. What are your thoughts on The Mummy? I watched the Mummy series when I was very young and impressionable, and I thought they were great.
I've never seen any of them. And
really?
I don't think they're very good.
Well, it's too late now. You can't start now.
I've seen videos of, like, The Rock as the Scorpion King, and I think it's really funny.
That is so funny. I remember, even though being as young as I was when I saw that, I was like, that doesn't seem very good.
Have you ever seen
even though I had, like, no sense of quality when it comes to movies. I'm just like, ooh, if it's action-y, I love it. But then I was just like...
See, I was never a big action movie guy. I liked the SpongeBob movie. And that's, like, the only thing I ever watched.
I mean, to be fair... Is there anything else that needs to be watched? I don't think so. Except maybe the SpongeBob movie too.
That's a weird movie. Have you seen it?
No.
It's pretty good, honestly. I'll give it my thumbs up.
Wow.
Have you ever seen The Lawnmower Man?
No.
It came out in 1992 and they didn't really know how to do CGI.
You ever seen the
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. What are you going to say?
No. I don't want. I was gonna say, you ever see that flying lawnmower?
Yeah, I have. What they say where they play Panic at the Disco.
Oh, really?
If you love me, let me go. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the lawnmower's flying away. Okay, so Lawnmower Man came out in 1992, and they didn't really know how to do CGI yet. And they decided, they said it was based off a Stephen King novel. But by that, they mean they took the name from a Stephen King novel. The rest has literally nothing to do with, nothing to do at all with the Stephen King book. Except there's a part where the lawnmower drives itself. That's really the only similarity.
Oh, I see. I was gonna...
Look at this.
Whoa, I love it.
And they made a sequel, strange. Too, even though it didn't make any money.
I was going to say, what was I going to say? I was going to say, oh yeah, that flying lawnmower meme, that's so new and relevant, being as it is.
No, it's not. It came out like a few years ago.
January 15th, 2013.
And so, yeah, that's right. I forgot what year it was. That's, in the Lawnmower Man, there's this guy who's really stupid. And I don't know if he's stupid, but he might have, I don't remember. You can't think straight. Stupid was the wrong word. He might have just been stupid. I honestly, I don't remember.
Patrick. Wee woo wee woo.
No, the whole point was that they make him smart. And they did this by giving him VR. And they didn't really know what virtual reality was in the 1990s. And so what happened was they'd give him VR, and that made him smarter. And then eventually he got so smart he could move things with his mind. And that's where the scene with him, like, making the lawnmower go is from. And then...
it's like Flowers for Algernon. You know, like, the really good play about the guy who they experiment on and then they make smart? I don't think they use VR, though.
I've never heard of that before.
It's a good play.
You mean Lucy with Morgan Freeman and Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah, I like that, except different. He doesn't do whatever Lucy does at the end of that movie.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
I haven't...
How do you know what happened at the end, then?
Well, because people have said, like...
Well, don't give it away. They're making a Lucy, too.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
really.
That'll be interesting considering how the first one ended.
I haven't seen the first one yet, so don't tell me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's only okay if I spoil movies I haven't seen. You can't spoil movies I haven't seen.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Has the Lucy movie come out, Being a Disease? I don't think so.
No, it hasn't come out yet.
No.
Lucy 2 hasn't come out yet.
No, I'm talking about Lucy 1.
No, I suppose not either. So, anyway, in this movie that came out...
This is Throwback Thursday here on Cardinals. Sorry, go ahead.
In the Lawnmower Man, he gets so smart that he turns himself into VR. And that's where the bad CGI comes in. That he becomes a CGI.
Oh my god, wait, that was like from a movie? I thought that was from like an old video game.
No, this picture I showed you is from a movie that was in theaters and also got a sequel.
Wow. You just don't understand. You probably play Xbox. PlayStation VR
makes
me so smart. I'm transcendent.
The guy's name was Job.
The character's name was Job?
The guy that became VR, yeah. It did become a video game for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Probably had better graphics.
In the movie. Yeah, maybe.
I'm not convinced that wasn't registered in 64-bit.
Yeah, it was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System didn't do 60. No, it's less than that. Because it came out before the Nintendo 64.
16-bit, 32-bit, 8,000 minus 4,000 minus another 4,000 plus 16 bits.
Very good.
Thanks.
I was playing Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and we were so close to beating it. We were literally, we're at Bowser's Castle right now.
Dude, you're a hipster.
Yeah, well, it wasn't by myself. It was with my friends. You don't really know about that, I guess.
Yeah, having friends is so
I don't use new consoles because you know why? They're ran by big corporate, and
back in the day, things were so simple.
Yeah, with the Super Nintendo. We need to go. You know, I was born in the wrong generation. I want to play more Super Nintendo Entertainment System games. All I have is... Actually, it's not my console, so I have to go to my neighbor's house whenever I want to play. But all they have is Super Mario World 2, I think it is. Or maybe it's the first. It's the one with Yoshi's Island. Yeah, Super Mario World, that's the one. Not Yoshi's Island. It's the one before Yoshi's Island. Super Mario World...
You're describing this well.
Super Mario World is... He has Star Wars.
I'm not confused at all.
Yeah, he has...
Star Wars for the SNES?
He has F-Zero.
What's that?
It came out before F1.
Did it actually?
No, it's a different series, but it's still racing. It's just not have anything. It doesn't have anything to do with Formula One.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know.
It's Formula One. It's the one. F-Zero is the one with the planes. You're flying planes.
Wow, that's pretty good. Are they gonna make another one called F2?
No, they have like
driving boats, and it just gradually becomes less and less cool until like it ends up and you're just sitting in a cardboard box pretending you're driving.
No, they have that's Nintendo Labo. They have more than one F-Zero.
I assume that's funny if I knew what Nintendo Labo was.
Maybe they're not flying planes. It's like pod racing. They're flying like cars that hover above the ground.
Wow. They skipped a lot of coolness when they went from F-Zero to F1.
Yeah, so there's F-Zero GX, F-Zero AX, F-Zero X,
regular. F-Zero XXX.
I don't think so. F-Zero Maximum Velocity for the Game Boy Advance.
MaxVol. That's what the cool kids call it. As hipsters. We play, hey, have you played F-Zero MaxVol on the Game Boy Color?
No, Game Boy Advance.
Advanced. Oh, I had a Game Boy Advance.
I had a Game Boy Advance SP. The one that folded like a clamshell.
Like a clamshell? I don't fold clamshells very often, but I think I can picture what you're talking about.
You've never heard of a clamshell fold?
I said I think I can picture it.
It's like a cell phone, like a flip phone. But with a Game Boy.
That would have made more sense than a clamshell.
Well, because that's called a clamshell design. Flip phones have a clamshell design.
You have a clamshell design.
Have you ever eaten a clam?
No. I just folded Howard in half.
I just read this terrifying novel. It's not a novel. Technically, I think it's an anime. And it's called...
Manga.
What? No, it's not called manga. It's called...
It's a manga.
It's called...
You can't read an anime. Anime is a show. Manga is the comics.
I don't really like anime very much, but this one, I saw it on the internet, and they said you have to read this, so I...
Don't ever confuse it. Is it a comic?
Yeah, well,
it's a manga.
What?
A mango? You never heard of this?
It's called Uzumaki.
It's a fruit.
It's called Uzumaki.
It's a manga.
Spiral into Horror. And this guy turns himself into a spiral, and it was terrifying.
A spiral, wow. Like a slinky?
No, worse. I'm showing Josh a photo.
That's really weird.
It's really scary.
I don't think it's scary, because I can't...
It was scary in the context of the novel. It's
a very scary novel. I can't imagine why someone would make themselves into a spiral.
He had an obsession with spirals. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. It freaks me out. I'm terrified of spirals now.
How did he turn himself into a spiral?
He twisted himself up. It's it's not a real story. It's not a photograph. It's a drawing.
You shouldn't be scared.
I'm not scared that's going to happen to me.
You just wet your pants.
I'm not wearing pants. It's a clothing mullet.
You just wet the floor of this...
Of the lamp factory. Of the lamp warehouse.
That's where we are. That's what we're calling it.
I'm wearing a cardigan, and I'm wearing a button-up shirt, and a tie, and no pants. I call it a clothing mullet. I coined that term.
I coined that term way back in episode 1. Way back.
What are we on now? Episode 12?
Something like that. Being that it is January 15th, 2013.
I don't think I want to do cardigans anymore.
Yeah, 12 is a good number to stop it.
And on that note, check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cardigans podcast. Cardigans the podcast. No, just Cardigans Podcast. Cardigans and then capital P, Oddcast.
Oddcast. Yeah, that's easier to remember.
Yeah, Cardigans Podcast.
Cardigans P Oddcast. That's how I
remember. With a capital P and a capital C.
Yeah. That's how I
check us out on iforgotmyvideos@gmail.com. This was an I Forgot My Videos Incorporated production.
Visit our YouTube page, I Forgot My Videos Incorporated.
Yep, that's the yep.
We're not incorporated, that's just the name.
Yes. And we have some videos there that aren't in podcast form, so you should really check them out.
Yeah. One of them, you can tell, one of them is a surprise. You're just going to have to watch all of them and find which of them is not.
Yes. Well, I have quite a few videos up there. One of them that's from true. Before I ever even met you.
Yeah.
And that's probably my greatest work,
probably,
really.
I think the quality of your work has just declined further and further as you've met me. That's not true.
That's probably... I think that was, like, the first video on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, it's not. I have others that I took down because they're embarrassing.
Yeah, I saw it because now I can edit the YouTube channel.
Oh, don't.
I didn't look at them, but I just saw that they were there.
I kept them unlisted for nostalgia, but I'm probably going to delete them.
Oh, wait, now I want to see them. I'll watch them.
They're just, they're not.
Episode 13. They're not. Number 13.
They're not embarrassing. They're just boring. So with that
hey, being, we pranked you. It's actually 2018. Thursday, July 12th.
12th? 12th episode. We're ending it.
We're ending it. That's it. That's
dude, tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
Well, it'd be unlucky to keep Cardigans going.
Yeah, we're going to have to skip the 13th episode.
Yeah.
Like a hotel.
Well, I don't want to skip more episodes. We've skipped another one.
We skipped one.
Episode that I know, but what they'll see. Yeah, then the actual episode, the actual 12th episode that they'll see will be called episode 14. And with that,
this has been Cardigans. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.